supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, why did scientists use fake meditation in this study?
Well, you know, with any study, Mike, and there's the problem of the placebo effect. If I tell you I'm going to give you X for your disorder and it should help, it's going to help. I mean, you're going to get temporary relief. And that's a problem with every study. So what they've done is they recruited people who are under stress, all of whom are under stress, and they did brain scans and blood studies, and you can see how stress lights up. So they went on a three-day retreat, and one group was taught mindfulness, like real mindfulness, and the other half learned a fake mindfulness that was more about distracting yourself.
When you say real mindfulness, what are we talking about?
I'm going to give you a very simple and accurate definition. It's simply observing your experience moment by moment without judgment. That last part is critical, without judgment. So if you're practicing mindfulness with training and you hear a bunch of trucks, if you're not practicing, that's going to be irritating. But if you're practicing mindfulness, you will just notice the sounds of the trucks, just the sounds.
Okay, so back to our study. One group learned the real thing. The other group did some fake version. 3 days later, what did researchers find?
Well, listen, they were both away on a three-day retreat, so that can't be bad. So there was some improvement, but for the group that did the real meditation, there was a change visible in their brain scans and in their blood studies. So there was more activity or communication between the portions of their brains that process stress-related reactions and other areas related to focus and calm. So the stress reaction was really mediated by the part of the brain that says, hey, chill. That's not what's really happening at the moment. What's happening is the sounds, the temperature in the room, your experience right now.
Why is this study important?
Well, we've always known that mindfulness is helpful. We've always believed that it created changes in the brain. Now we know. Now we know that it does. We know which changes are taking place in the brain and the blood studies, and we can take this data and use it very constructively to help people.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. And